Hey everyone, this is Tiffany from TiffanyLambert.com, and I wanted to give you a quick tip today. Somebody had asked me how I was going to monetize that content that I bought. Now, I told you over the last couple of days that I bought the Nick James internet marketing newsletters and or the magazines, and I also bought the OTO for that, which y'all know I rarely buy any OTOs. I just usually just scroll on through, especially if I haven't bought from the person before, but I actually saw the content of this and, you know, in the front end. And so I decided I wanted the whole upsell bundle because there was 80 additional issues, I believe, in that or something. So I bought that. And I also had bought the Edmund Lowe marketing newsletters, which were a little bit different. They're more from a marketing perspective. In layout and articles, they're very evergreen, as opposed to Nick James, which seemed very cutting edge. Like this month, you're going to learn about what's hot this month, what people are talking about this month. So even though I'm buying back issues, a lot of that content is good. There's a lot of stories in there, a lot of examples, case study type of stuff. I love it. Lots of little teeny tips that are still in effect today. So for me personally, I never just download this stuff, take the PDF, and send it out to y'all. You'll never see me do that. Primarily because I don't want to just take someone's content and siphon it off on y'all. I want to make it my own. I want to have some sort of value to you. I don't want to just be, you know, the middleman between you and some other person's content. I want to put my spin on it. I want to share my tips and my ideas before I give it to you. Now, if you want to take this type of PLR and use it quickly, and I mean, try to get your money back without having as much effort, then you can definitely put your links in there, okay, and just upload it, turn it into a PDF, and send it out. If that's how you interact with your audience, that's fine to do. I'm not knocking it. It's just not how I do it. So, for instance, if you wanted to do it that way, let's take issue number 82 of Nick James's Internet Marketing Magazines. So if I took that, he has an article in there about increasing conversions, and it has, I think, like 29 tips in there on that. So one of the tips is about using scarcity timing. Okay. So if you have a certain short sale, how would you use that to get your people to convert into buyers? So what I would do, if I saw a tip like that, and I just wanted to use this PLR very quickly and make money off of it, I would go over to like JVZoo, for instance, and go to affiliates, find products. And then I would type in something like scarcity or, I don't know, different words like that. And so I would try different keywords and find a product that matched. So I found something called Vid Skippy. Never heard of it. Demo looks neat. What it does is it puts the scarcity timer right inside your videos, which is pretty cool. It's not like below the video or above the video. It's right in there. So that would be something that I could leave his paragraph intact, and I could say something like, if you're looking for something to help you with scarcity timing, check out VidSkippy. Okay, simple enough. You send it out. You're still sharing a valuable tip, but you're also sharing a possible solution. Okay, so you have both things in there. And you don't have to do a lot of revision and writing and changing of the content. Now, the way that I'm personally going to be using this is you're not going to see me just sending this out to my list. I take all of the content that I buy like that and I break it up. I don't ever use it. It's beautifully designed, but I don't ever use it like that. What I do is I break up this magazine into little tips or little articles. That it may have an article about 29 tips, and I'll take each one of those 29 tips and send it out to my list 29 different emails, right? And each time I do that, I don't just send it out as is. I always allow PLR to be my springboard. So for instance, in his issue number 82 that we were talking about, there's a story about this company who had some sort of ad where they had an ad that was, it said, increase conversion rates, $3,000 a month minimum investment. And the first thought is, whoa, you're repelling a whole bunch of the little people, right? A whole bunch of people who don't have $3,000 a month minimum investment. And that's the point. This company, these people who are selling these big packages, they didn't want the little people clicking on their ad. They're saving money on their ad account by not having people click through on that. So it's okay to weed out your non-audience. You don't want, I think that's a big problem with newbies. They think they want to attract everyone and they get offended when someone doesn't want to be on their list. Or what's even funnier is when you get an unsubscribe and someone tries to hurt your feelings by saying you're not right for them, when you're like, okay, then that's fine. Because the more people you have on your list, the more you're paying, right? You have to pay for your list. You don't get that free. So you're like, go on. You want to be the person who helps people who want to be helped by you. You don't want to have people on there reluctantly who are forced to sit through your emails, right? So I would discuss all of that, maybe some examples that I've lived through, maybe how, just the things that I've heard about or stories or little helpful tips about weeding out your non-audience. I wouldn't just use his little paragraph of a tip by itself. So you don't want to underestimate the value of providing these little tips. When I send out emails, y'all can look back at my archive and you'll see, yeah, there's some days where I'm just like, okay, here's what's on sale today. I have this ending for me. Two other people have launches, that's fine. And I've done that and I make money on those emails. However, it's not how I like to do it. When I have time, I like to include tips. So sometimes even when I promote something, I'll do what we call a niche brainstorm with you. You've probably seen that a million times from me. I'll sit there and say little tips on about the niche. And like, for instance, if it's let's say sleep or something, I might go over and talk about how they can target different people in the sleep niche. They could talk about people who have back pain, people who have sleep apnea, people who can't sleep because of stress or whatever. And we'll talk about that. And we'll talk, maybe I'll go over some keywords or some available domains or just ideas on how they can profit off of a niche. Okay. So I like to include tips on that. Sometimes I'll find tips maybe on niche research and stuff in these articles, but I go through these magazines and I look at them and maybe I'll write some notes like issue number 19, and I'll jot down what types of topics are in there so that when I'm doing an email, let's say I'm doing an email on building a list, and I know that issue number 27 has some sort of list building tips, I'll be able to quickly refer to that in my notebook and say, okay, I'm going to go and extract this and add this in to my tips. And then maybe there's a product launching that day on list building or something, and I can include that as well. So I'm providing value and I'm also giving them an opportunity to buy something and giving me the opportunity to earn an income, right? So it's just like a full circle type of thing. But for me, what I like to do is use this PLR. It's not necessarily an immediate return of cash. Like people are asking me how I monetize it. I could stick my affiliate links in there, send it off to you, and hope you buy, right? For me, it's not about that. I prefer to send you the value of the tips inside there and build that rapport with you and share my ideas that go along with the PLR ideas. And hopefully you start building a connection with me and saying, okay, she's sharing these tips. I trust her. I want to stay on her list and things like that. Cause I know when I'm on so many different people's lists and I see people just sending out emails, they never share any tips. All it is every single day they have a promo. And I'm always wondering to myself, how do people stay on their list? Because I don't get it. If they never, ever share anything helpful, they never have any tips in their emails. It's just a promo. I don't understand why they're on there. I'm on there just to look and see how people are doing it. But I know they make sales. But I guess everyone has a different threshold for what gets them to stay on someone's list. Okay. So anyway, that's it for me today. I just wanted to share that tip as far as monetization of any kind of PLR content. You can go all the way from don't use it at all or barely stick your links in and plop it up there as is, all the way to using it as a springboard for yourself and sharing that value and mixing it in with your own ideas, which is how I prefer to do it. Okay. So that's it for me today, and I'll talk to y'all later.